here on today's Lely Radio Sports Page with Pleasantville's Kaylor Jones. After just signing your letter of intent to continue your baseball and academic career at Southeastern Community College, just talk a little bit about kind of your decision, what went into that.
So they called me in about August-ish and told me they wanted to get me out on a visit. So I went down there, and it's a great place, really good area, and the facilities are all really nice. And I mean, I know like they've got a good history down there. They win a lot of games, send a lot of people to the higher levels, and the coaching system is good. And I think it was just a great fit, and I couldn't pass up the opportunity to go there.
What was it about you that kind of decided you wanted to go to the JUCO route for your college baseball career?
Well, so the new rule about the two like extra, basically free years if you want to go to JUCO. So, I mean, why not go there and just see if I can get somewhere where I wanted to be in the first place?
Yeah, and I'm sure it goes without saying, but it's kind of the end goal for you to maybe make it to, you know, a Division I school or a school like that after your JUCO run?
Yeah, that'd be great. I mean, that was always the goal, and I think this is a good step in like getting there.
Talk a little bit about kind of, you know, you mentioned the facilities and the history. Kind of what is it that you liked specifically when you went on your visit there?
They got not really good, like an indoor field for the winter, obviously. So we're able to do like everything we would do outside and throw bullpens and everything. And I think like there's just like another, like it's just a step up from like what you might normally see. There's lots of extra games in the fall to like get ready for the spring. And like Coach Schulte has like 800 wins at Southeastern, so he's got something really good going there. And I think it's like just knowing that, like I feel like I'm going to be in a great spot going there and like hopefully go to like the D1 level like we were talking about.
No, you're a multi-sport athlete here. When was it that you decided you wanted to pursue college baseball?
Oh, I'd say first couple years of high school is kind of always the goal, and then like we obviously started winning in now, and I think it's just a lot of fun, and I think it'd be the most, like I think it'd be the way to have more of the most fun in college.
Yeah, you know, you guys obviously coming off a state title last year, you notably pitched that state title game. You know, what did that kind of do for just your momentum overall as a player and now heading into your senior year?
It's a great feeling. I mean, I feel like I can pitch against anybody. I mean, especially like that game, like, I mean, it's some of the highest competition in the class, and I feel like, it's just a great feeling. Like, it's very, like, you feel accomplished after, and, like, you feel like you should, like, just be able to do anything you want against, like, anybody that you're going to go against. I mean, just a good feeling.
You know, a great baseball school like Pleasantville, again, you guys winning the state title. What is that kind of, you know, how has Pleasantville specifically set you up for success at the college level? I know you still have one more season left of high school baseball, but how has that set you up?
Coaching is great. We do lots of throwing in the winter and just to get ready for everything. And I feel like the team environment, honestly, like it's been so much fun. And I feel like I can just have that. Hopefully we can have that at Southeastern. And I think, like, it's just the environment around the game for me is just what's the best part about it.
You know, now that you've made this decision, you guys coming off a state title last year, bringing everybody back this year, you know, is this kind of something now that you just can go into your senior season and just have a lot of fun and try to repeat?
Yeah, so before I committed, the goal was just to have it all done by the beginning of baseball season, so I didn't have to worry about it or anything, and I think now that it's done, like, I can just have as much fun as I want and just go out there and see what happens.
Taylor, before we close, how fun was it today to have your, you know, your family and all your teammates there to support you?
Oh, it was great. It was a good feeling to have like a bunch of people show up to watch it, and yeah, it's a pretty cool experience.
It's Taylor Jones joining us on today's Lely Radio Sports Page. Thank you.
Thank you.